The 113th Congress is on pace to be one of the least productive in history, according to the Pew Research Center. When Republicans take over the Senate in January, they will deal with President Obama entering his lame duck years. Jessica Clement is legislative director at the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, and she is looking at what this all might mean. I wonder, though, Jess, if it's not too early to try to figure this all out, and it might not be a good time to just kind of relax and see where we go over the next couple of weeks.
I think there is a lot of speculation about what a GOP-controlled Congress means for federal employees, and they're asking all the right questions, and why wouldn't they? But we still have 2 months of a lame duck to get through, and we need to take a step back here. Thank you for having me, by the way.
My pleasure, as always. I've seen all kinds of speculation about what this might mean and might not mean. Joe Davidson had a column in the Washington Post where he made it sound like, apocalyptic for federal employees. And he did point out, rightfully, that there have been a number of things that the House Republican leadership has proposed over the last couple of years that would not be friendly to federal employees. But we don't have any idea what that might mean in the Senate yet, do we?
We don't. Our best guess for what that might mean in the Senate could be told by our next chairman of our Committee of Jurisdiction, which is the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. It is looking like our next chairman will be freshman Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He also did an interview with the Washington Post. It does not paint a very favorable picture for federal employees. So it's safe to assume, or one could rightfully assume, that the House will continue its tirade on federal employees through their budgets, through other things. Those things could see more traction at, say, the committee level, since they seem to be on par with Senator Johnson's views already.
The good news in that mix, though, I think, for federal employees is that the likely chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Efficiency and Effectiveness of Federal Programs in the Federal Workforce, who is John Tester right now under the Democrats, is likely to be Rob Portman under the Republicans. And Senator Portman was OMB director, so he certainly knows his way around the federal government and, one would think, understands the value of the federal workforce.
One would think. Yes, it is looking like that could be Rob Portman. Senator Portman's name is also tossed around in terms of potential presidential candidates for 2016, which may impact how many hearings he has. You know, it's far too early to start speculating on these things. We'll have House and Senate leadership this week, maybe some committee posts next week, but subcommittee posts, I mean, this will be closer to the start of the next Congress. It certainly could be Portman. He's next in line for that committee post. But there's also shifting, and some of these members may get what they consider better committee posts elsewhere and leave Homeland Security altogether.
Overall, when we look at what could potentially happen in the next couple of weeks, you mentioned the lame duck, and that then takes us immediately to the either the continuing resolution or an omnibus bill. I keep hearing omnibus and not much about CR. Maybe you're hearing differently. But my sense of that is that there is potential there. If somebody wants to make a statement who might be taking over in January, that might be a place to do it. Are you hearing anything along those lines that might affect the workforce and the way they do their jobs?
I am not hearing that. It's interesting you say you're hearing omnibus versus CR. That is my takeaway from this, too. I am more expecting an omnibus than a CR. But I was talking to your colleague, Emily Kopp, today, and the two people she talked to prior to speaking to me both said CR.
Hmm.
So, we don't even know what's going to happen in the lame duck.
Right.
Mitch McConnell had said previously, or prior to the elections last week, that if the GOP takes control of the Senate, they're going to try and get these must-pass bills done in the lame duck. That would be their preference, so they can start with a clean slate in January. To me, that says omnibus, not CR. Not to mention, if you pass another CR and you're dealing with FY15 funding at the beginning of next year, the president's budget for FY16 is going to come in February.
Yeah.
So now you're dealing with 15 and 16 funding at the same time. It seems to me that it's everyone's preference to do an omnibus, but there will be some holdups, and there will be some senators who cry foul and want to handle this in January. It's, do we rise above the noise or not?
Well, and one I've taken away from everything that McConnell has said so far, that's what he wants to do. He wants to make an impression that they're able to actually get the work done, because that's what they just spent the last year and a half criticizing Harry Reid for.
Absolutely.
And they don't want to turn around and be accused of doing the same thing.
I tend to agree with you. Of course, they all come back tomorrow officially. We'll see what comes out from, you know, both House and Senate leadership in the coming days as to what they tackle in the lame duck. I'm inclined to think omnibus and probably the defense authorization bill.
What do you think the markers are that we should be looking for over the next couple of weeks, Jess?
I think rhetoric, what people are saying, particularly people who have some say as it relates to federal employees, will both our House and Senate committees will have new chairmen. So what do those individuals think of the federal workforce? What are they saying? They're going to be asked, because reporters are already asking now before they even come back from recess. So they're going to be asked. I think that will be important. I think the tone Mitch McConnell sets for the coming year, leadership elections are this week. Doesn't seem to be any change in leadership. Of course, if there is a change in leadership, particularly the House, then maybe things could get shaken up a little bit. I'm not expecting much from this lame duck, but we're always on our toes. You never know.